Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I'm Matt.
And today we're talking about ways to cut your monthly bills. That's right. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about why trimming your monthly bills is important, which ones you need to attack, and tactics to use in order to save the most.
Yeah, Joel, I think that's going to be a good topic, particularly because I kind of see you as like the monthly bill cutting expert.
Yeah, I think on this podcast, we think of ourselves more of like jack of all trades when it comes to financial topics. Like we're not experts when it comes to real estate or investing, but we're pretty solid on those things and they're things we care a lot about. And we spend a lot of time thinking about and developing ourselves. And, you know, we are real estate investors. And So it's something we talk about. But
I don't know that much about it. Like, Stop asking me questions.
Right. But not experts. And so, but
just
yeah,
kidding.
On this, I mean, I think if I were to call myself an expert on anything, I think cutting monthly bills would be pretty dang near the top.
Yeah, man, that's totally in your wheelhouse. You're just really good at like knowing, you know, all the deals. I feel like you know a lot of the different providers. I don't know how you know this, but you kind of know like all the current deals that are out there. Even just when it comes down to like local gas sometimes too, you're like, oh, so-and-so is offering 39.9 cents a therm. Like, how do you know that, dude? Like,
well, Matt, the Public Service Commission releases something every month in the state of Georgia, and they tell you who's got the best deal on natural gas.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, I can show you an apples to apples comparison.
Okay, so that's literally something I didn't know. So you just get this report, evidently.
Yep. All right. So first off, we need to tell the listeners that we're having our first giveaway.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm super stoked about this.
And it's a really good one.
This is going to be super cool.
Like, it's not an empty bottle of booze that we finished up. It's like a really good giveaway. So if you will go to our Instagram page at Poor Not Poor, we are giving away 3 months of service to Republic Wireless and a $350 credit towards a new Republic Wireless phone, which makes a lot of their phones completely free. And if you want to get a really high-end phone, it's a good discount. So three months of service for free, a sweet phone, a swag bag, and a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, because we're poor, not poor, we're going to throw in a six-pack as well. We're very thankful to Republic Wireless for hooking us up with this, for this giveaway.
Yep, so sweet giveaway. For more details on this giveaway and how to enter, go to our Instagram page. Follow us at Poor Not Poor. PournotPoor.
And that's a timely giveaway too, man, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fitting with this episode because we're talking about ways to cut your monthly bills. And Republic Wireless is one of like the cheapest possible cell phone providers to be with. So awesome giveaway. Perfect episode to do it on. And we're pumped.
Yeah, speaking of, so like monthly bills, Joel, how much TV do you think you guys watch? Like you and Emily, I mean, do you guys watch TV together most of the time?
Yeah, when we're watching TV, we're watching together. I would say like if we were to boil it down to how many hours a week of television do we watch, I would say probably an average of 2 hours a week.
Nice. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say like 2 to 3.
Yeah, probably 2 to 3.
Because 3 hours, you know, you can kind of... That's like the length of a movie as well. So if you only like watch a movie once a week or something like that. I think we used to watch a lot more TV. I know we used to watch a lot more TV.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I mean, between kids and work and just honestly other things I just want to do other than just sit there on the couch. There's that article on Bigger Pockets
titled The Case for Not Owning a TV. The average person in the United States watches 5 hours of television a day.
Yeah, I don't know how the crap that's even possible. I mean, these are legitimate stats, though. This is reported from Nielsen. That's the average, 5 hours a day. Mind-blowing that is even humanly possible.
Yeah,
granted, it's an average. So there's some people who are obviously certainly watching TV a lot more, which is even more crazy.
For me, that stat is like right up there with 1 in 3 Americans eats fast food every day. Like that gets that kind of mind-blowing stat that you're like, how is that possible? How is that a thing? And that almost everyone does this. And it's terrible for your health, terrible for your eyes, terrible for your general motivation in life. And I will say this too, I'm really into like a good show or a good movie. I used to be like a huge movie buff, and the movies have just gone downhill a lot in the past, you know, 10 years. And maybe that's just like old man speak, but I think...
Old man Joel.
Yeah. But I have found so many other joys in life, so many other good things to partake in, and so many other things that I just like have to get done that I rarely watch TV. And it is really fun to get to sit down and watch a good show every once in a while, like every time Stranger Things comes out on Netflix.
Oh man.
But yeah, I just can't in good conscience dedicate much more than 3 hours a week towards watching television.
That being said, this episode is not all about TV, so let's move on to the beer. So, Joel, do you want to tell folks what we have today?
I have in my hands, Matt, weighing in at 13.7% from Kansas City, Missouri, Boulevard Brewing Company, Grand Cru Barrel Aged Ale. And I got to say, Boulevard is one of those national craft brewers that's been around for a long time that is still making some amazing stuff. And thank you to Boulevard, because they donated this beer to the podcast, and they donated next week's beer to the podcast. So we're going to be drinking Boulevard 2 weeks in a row.
I don't know what I'm more excited about, this one or the one next week, because next week's is one of my favorites as well.
Next week's is one of my favorite beers of all time, and this, it's a new iteration. So you and I have never tasted it, but we've had previous
very
iterations.
Similar. But this I hadn't even heard of, man. So I am beyond stoked to try something new, which is kind of my favorite beer, is a new beer.
Yeah. So Grand Cru, usually it's like a Belgian thing, and it usually means like the best, right? So they're putting out like their finest beer. It's this epic creation,
kind of the cream of the crop.
Exactly. And so Boulevard describes theirs as it's literally a blend of two of their beers and the finest barrels of those beers. So it's selected lots of their bourbon barrel aged quad and their whiskey barrel aged imperial stout. I'm already a huge fan of their bourbon barrel quad and any stout aged in whiskey barrels I like.
Yeah, so, that's a really good quad.
Yeah, dude, this is going to be epic. Let's pop the top.
So this is pouring a dark brown. Joel, actually, as you were pouring it, I thought it looked a little bit lighter, but then I see it in the glass and it's like pitch black. I can't see through it at all, but it looked a little bit lighter as you were pouring it.
As it was coming out, it almost had like a reddish quality to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the temperature is like for you listeners right now, but as we're recording this is when that last sort of cold snap is hitting the East Coast. So having a dark, huge beer like this, it just feels so appropriate to me.
Yeah, there's like a nor'easter in New York right now, so
if I was in New York, this is what I'd also be drinking. For me, man, having the weather sort of reflect what you're drinking, something about that just seems right.
Agreed.
So it smells wonderful. It's got a nice head. It's got that sweet barrel aged quality to it.
Let's take a sip, Matt.
I'm just going to keep sitting here with my eyes closed as I hold my glass.
Does it help you like imagine in your mind all the flavors rushing through your mouth?
It does, man. I'm not distracted by your mug in front of me. This is a fantastic beer.
I feel like I'm getting the quad coming through the most with kind of those notes of like raisin and fig, a little bit of that whiskey barrel, and that the combo is of those two beers blended together is just beautiful.
Yeah, I'm tasting that barrel. Definitely that quad, and the sweetness is kind of actually reminds me of like a little bit of banana. I feel like there's like almost like this sort of sweet fruit mixed in there with those darker flavors. It kind of lifts it a little bit. So this isn't a really heavy, dark, like sticky beer.
Yeah, for 13.7 and just kind of being this like beastly kind of concoction, you'd kind of assume that it's going to be a little heavy on your tongue.
Yeah, thick monsters, but it drinks like real lively. It feels good.
Yeah, it really does have like a really fun character to it for something that is kind of a darker beer. It's got these like, and I think that's really like the quad and this combo coming through. It's got this kind of livelier, a little bit fruity, but not certainly not overly fruity. It's just delicious. It really is. This is a great beer. So Grand Cru from Boulevard. It's a limited release and it's dang tasty.
I could picture myself drinking this like in a cabin next to a fire, you know, and there's like snow falling outside, like if you're on like a ski trip or something. Yeah, thanks again to Boulevard Brewing Company for sending us those bottles. We appreciate it very much, and this is a delicious, delicious beer.
All right, let's get into the topic at hand. Ways to cut your monthly bills. Monthly bills add up, and we think that you could legitimately stand to save hundreds of dollars a month, possibly even enough to fully fund a Roth IRA. And that contribution limit is $5,500 a year. So you might be able to save that much on monthly bills alone. And we're not talking car. We're not talking mortgage.
Yeah, like the different utilities or the different monthly subscription services that you have. That's for the most part what we're going to be talking about today.
So first off, we want to talk general strategies. And we've got a few general strategies to lay out for you. And then we'll get into kind of some of the specific bills and how to tackle those in particular. General strategies, though, the first and easiest thing, if you feel like you're overpaying on a monthly bill, is to shop it with another provider and get multiple quotes. And we'll talk later about how that's not possible for some of these bills, but any bill that is possible to shop with other providers and get lots of quotes, that's going to be the best way to save money, right? Is essentially using capitalism for what it is, people competing for your business.
Yeah, Joel, this is something that's relatively easy to do, but it's just something that kind of takes some mental work. Like it's almost emotional because you kind of get locked into your ways. You're kind of used to paying a certain bill. And it's not that it's hard work to go find, say, a new gas provider or something like that. But it's just something kind of extra that you're just like, I don't really want to do that. But you could be saving a good bit of money every single month.
That's true. That's the first step in general strategies is to shop with other providers. The second, actually read your credit card statements. That's really key. And I feel like a lot of people in this day and age don't go through line item of their credit card statements. And they're likely overpaying on a lot of things. And there's likely service subscriptions, Matt, that they have, like a monthly recurring charge that they don't even know about. And they're not going to know about it because they're not looking at their credit card statement.
Yeah, Joel, that's one way that having a budget every month where you're actually reconciling it and keeping track of your expenses, you're going to know what those numbers are. And we've talked about why you need a budget in a previous episode. And we still highly recommend it. I mean, if you don't know where your money is going, then you're not going to know what steps to take in order to reduce your monthly expenses.
Yeah. Technology can help us as we're tracking our bills. And there's this really cool service called asktrim.com, asktrim.com.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's free. And essentially, you log in with your credit card information, kind of like you would into mint.com, which I use for budgeting and I recommend it. And Trim's kind of similar in which they log in and they kind of pour through your statement for you and they pop up this list. Hey, here are all your recurring monthly charges. Do you want us to cancel any of these for you?
Oh, they actually ask you that?
Yeah.
That's pretty
sweet. They can on many of them cancel it for you. So you don't even have to take the time out of your day. There's a couple, like for instance, let's say you signed up back in the day or something with one of the credit bureau monthly services to get your credit report or score or something. And on a recent episode, we talked about how you can get your credit score and credit report for free.
Yeah, for free, completely free.
So if that pops up on your Ask Trim run through,
you don't need that.
Cancel it, right? And there's a lot of things like that. Maybe you didn't realize you were paying for Hulu and you only watched Netflix. And Ask Trim says, you know what? What do you want to cancel this? And so it's a really cool service that will essentially just pop up all your recurring monthly obligations and then give you the option to nip them in the bud.
Nice. I had no idea that even existed, man. I might have to check that out.
Trim it up, dog. That should be their phrase, their catchphrase, I think.
Trim it up?
Yeah. Oh, so Matt, the next one on the list. So number one, shop it with another provider. Number two, check your credit card statements or use a service like Ask Trim, which kind of does that for you. The third one, you kind of disagreed with me on this as we were putting the outline together. I said, don't use autopay for some of those bills that are subject to change.
Yeah, well, autopay for me is like a godsend. Like, dude, for me to not have to log in every month and pay all my bills, I can't think of the number of hours that I would waste every month doing that. There's some bills that I do manually pay or push money to. So yeah, do you not do autopay on the majority of your bills?
Yeah, so here's my philosophy. So anything that is subject to change month-to-month basis, I want to kind of feel the pain and see. Like if I set it on autopay, I might forget to shop it or forget that it's gone up. And so I want to personally pay the bill every month because it reminds me what I'm paying for that thing and makes me think about whether I actually want to have that bill or not, or I need to reshop it. So for instance, I like to physically pay my water bill every month, not have it on a recurring payment, because I fluctuate.
Do you like to like go into City Hall in person and write out a check by hand as well?
Excuse me, who do I make this check out to? Usually, yeah.
You like to go that old school?
Totally.
Like, yeah. Let me write my carbon copy check as well.
I put on my like Dick Tracy suit, you know, my fedora hat, and I, you know, and
roll up in your 87 Nissan.
Exactly. Well, no, you got to do something even older than that. So, yeah, my monthly water bill strategy, I like to see it every month and acknowledge that I'm paying it. I usually fluctuate either between a $63 bill or a $75 bill. It's only $12 a month, but I'm, you know, kind of weird about it. And so every time I see it, if it's the 75 amount, it kind of gives me that extra kick in the butt to shower less, flush my toilet less, and generally use less water.
Yeah, so it's almost like your own ask trim where you're just kind of presenting the facts to yourself and kind of making yourself answer the question like, was it worth it?
Yeah, and so like, for instance, I changed internet service providers, and we'll get into this a little bit later in the show, but I decided to sign up for gig service to kind of see how it was. Like, it was, it's like the new hit thing, and I was like, oh, it's going to be so fast.
You're not the biggest fan from what I collect.
Well, it's fine. It's good, but it doesn't feel like it's better than my $30 a month internet service that I had before. It just doesn't feel like it's that much better. It's not worth $50 a month. And so it angers me every month that I pay that. I think about $600 a year that I could put back in my pocket to do things with, awesome things. The value that I'm getting for faster internet just isn't worth it to me. And so I think for me, not having auto pay on these bills that can fluctuate really helps me to make the decision every month. Hey, do I want this? Because I'm actually physically paying this bill. I'm actually signing in to the website and clicking through to make this payment. And doing that instead of just letting it be on autopilot, it has this like psychological, and we talked about recently the, you know, the psychological power of money. Yeah. It has this psychological effect. It gives me the kick in the pants to make a change in my personal life, in how I'm using that resource, or change providers, or, you know, call in just to see if I can get a reduced bill amount.
Nice, man. Yeah, I see the advantage of doing that. And I think a lot of folks too would say, oh, $50, that's not that big of a deal. But sort of a quick math rule that's out there, I've seen a lot of people refer to it. But basically, if you take an amount that you're spending per month and multiply that by 173, you know, were you to take that same amount that you're not spending and invest it, that amount compounded over the next 10 years would equal, you know, that answer. So yeah, so you take that $50 and you multiply it by 173, and were that $50 a month to be invested for the next 10 years compounded, you'd end up with, you know, here on the calculator, $8,650.
Whoa, slow down, Rain Man.
It's on the calculator. That is a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think it's easy for, we're so short-sighted, I guess, is what I'm trying to say a lot of times. And I know I'm this way, and I think, oh, it's just a little, you know, $20 here, $20 there, whatever. But all this money adds up, and you're talking about making a change to go from 80 to 30. And we're talking about a larger amount of money than I think we even realize in the end.
Yeah, I think it's easy to kind of rationalize away the small amounts that we spend a month on a certain service, or you know, something that maybe we're not even using, like a gym membership or whatever it may be. Yeah. That well, it's $20 or $30. It's $40 here. It's $50 here. And for me, that $50 a month, I mean, that's meaningful because, like you said, you know, the way it impacts you over time, $50 for 1 month, right, is not very much. But $50 compounded over 10 years.
For the year, but yeah, and then invested and compounded.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And so you need to kind of change your mindset to thinking about it as opposed to just that $20 or $50 for that 1 month. Well, that adds up to multiple months. And then over those months, you could have done something else with that money. And it adds up to this like outrageous amount at the end. And so we'll put a link on the show notes to the rule of 173, because that's really helpful when extrapolating some of these bills that you're overpaying on.
So yeah, but just to recap that rule of 173, you take whatever your monthly payment is for a certain bill, multiply that by 173. That gives you, were you to take that amount and invest it for the next 10 years.
As opposed to continuing to pay the bill and then you don't have any money.
Yeah. You don't have that $8,600 at, you know, at the end of 10 years.
The next general strategy to cut down on your monthly bills is to make use of customer service, and particularly the customer retention department. And so I think people in general don't know this. They're talking to maybe a general customer service person on the phone. And there's really a couple ways to get through if you want to negotiate what you're paying every month. And there's ways to do it. And talking to someone in the actual customer retention department, or lots of times the customer service people through Twitter. Twitter is like an amazing place for customer service and negotiating your bill. I've gotten bills lowered, monthly bills lowered, credits added to my account just by reaching out to companies on Twitter and sliding into their DMs. And it works wonders.
Yeah, slide into those DMs, man.
That's right.
Get you that discount.
Exactly. So check out the customer retention department or a company's customer service department on Twitter, on social media. That goes a long way. That's actually so much better than just calling their 1-800 number. And the main thing that you need to know going into that conversation is what their competitor is offering. Because if you really want to stay with the company you're with, let's say for internet service, you want to make sure you know what their competitor is offering and say, I've been a faithful customer for this many years. And if you will give me a deal that matches what they're offering to their new customers, I'll stay.
Yeah, I'll stay. Exactly.
But if not, I'm walking.
Yeah, and that's that's the biggest thing. Like, you need to be able to, because sometimes they're going to call your bluff. If they don't have a deal going on, or if they're not authorized to kind of match the current deals that are out there, they're not going to give you a deal. And so you need to be able to literally say, all right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and go with the other company. You have the power to walk away, and you need to be willing to walk away if you're wanting to get that actual deal.
Yeah, almost every time I have used this tactic, it has worked. And there are a couple of times that they have called my bluff and I've had to walk away because I'm just not willing to pay the price. But you have to be willing to make the switch. And I will say it's kind of a pain in the butt. But
yeah, I was going to say, in those instances, I'm kind of like, oh, man, like, I was really hoping they would just lower it. But
maybe you'll get something. And in most cases, you do.
Like, you will get a deal, but it's just kind of like, all right, well, I got to call those guys and get, set up my account. But yeah, because most of the time, I'll be honest, that's what I want. I just want them to lower the price so I don't have to set up a new account with some other company. But you know what? In the end, if I'm not willing to pay what the new rate is, you need to be willing to walk.
Yep.
So those are strategies that, you can use for most any monthly bill that's out there. Not all of them, but a lot of them, you can use those strategies. We're going to now talk about some approaches that you can take for specific bills. And a lot of these actual categories we got from our listeners and members on our Facebook group.
Yeah, so if you're interested, please join. It's a really fun community. People asking really good questions and a lot of good interaction.
A lot of good info too, man. I'm glad that we have a lot of informed listeners that are helping each other out. That's the best.
Just go to Facebook and type in How to Money and you'll find our group. Join in. It's a lot of fun. All right, so my favorite bill to talk about that a lot of people struggle with overpaying on is their cell phone bill. And the easiest way to save on your cell phone bill is to use less data. Using less data every month means a smaller bill. It means you can shop with a bunch of different providers if you don't need the unlimited. And by the way, most people use 2.5 gigs of data or less every month. So you don't really need that unlimited data, even though it feels like this like cocoon that you enter into that feels nice and warm and soft. You don't need unlimited data.
A warm, soft cocoon of data.
Most people, 90% of the time, have access to Wi-Fi because 90% of the time you are at home or you are at work. And if you can be on a Wi-Fi signal wherever you are, you can drastically cut down on the amount of data you're using. And that helps a lot. That cuts down on your usage, and you can sign up for a plan like something from Republic Wireless that is $15 a month for unlimited talk and text, and then $5 additional per gig of data that you need.
Another approach I was going to mention too is consider going on a family plan. Now they're calling them family and friends plan, but all of the major cell phone carriers out there offer them now. And they're a great way to be able to basically group together, go in with a group of folks and get your costs down.
That's right. And that's what we do.
Yes.
We have 9 people on one plan.
Oh, what happened? I thought we had 10.
We did. Poor Quavo. He left us. He got married and he flew the coop.
Oh, I got it.
So yeah, and I think, there's some great family plans out there. I'll name just a few that you should strongly consider if you're looking for, 4 or 5 plus people to be a part of your cell phone plan. It's a good way to do it. So yeah, like we said, Matt and I were on the same plan.
Yeah, we cash you every month via the Cash app. And for us, per individual, it's like $23.50 or something like that a person.
Yeah.
A month.
And before,
which you cannot beat.
Right. And a while ago, like, we even had a better deal.
Yes.
And it was like way cheaper than that even. So yeah, we just hop on the deal. And at this point, we're still got a pretty good deal. So we stick around. So if you're looking for a family plan and you've got, you know, four or five people that could be on one, Metro PCS has an awesome plan for four people at $100 a month. Sprint has a great plan for people, five people to be on a plan for $100 a month. And the best deal out there right now also comes from Sprint. And if you're switching from another provider, most people are eligible for a whole free year of service from Sprint if you're switching from another provider. So they're specifically aiming for Verizon customers with their promotion. But even if you're with somebody else, you can likely get the deal. And that could be up to like $1,900 in free cell phone service for a year. So check that out. We'll put a link to that on our site as well.
Yeah, and this kind of goes back to some of the general strategies as well. But a lot of you might be thinking, oh, Sprint sucks. The reason I went to Verizon is because Sprint was so terrible. Shop around, man. Look at the coverage maps, because that's something that is constantly expanding. The different providers out there are always improving their coverage. And there may have been a part of town where you never got coverage, and that's maybe where you worked or something like that. And that was kind of a non-negotiable for you. Check it out. That's something that definitely may have improved since the last time you checked.
Yeah, and someone specifically on the Facebook group mentioned that they had Verizon service, and Verizon is definitely the most expensive. So if you need to have Verizon service, if you feel like if you live in a more rural area or you feel like you travel a lot and Verizon just has the best coverage for you, and it's true, they do have the best coverage, yeah. But most of the time, it's pretty unnoticeable. If you are traveling often or going to rural areas, you might find yourself needing Verizon service, and there are a couple options for you. I would say to check out if you have Comcast home internet, check out Xfinity Mobile. You can get unlimited talk and text and a gig of data for $12 a month. So the bummer with that is you have to buy a phone from them, whereas like with Republic Wireless, who we mentioned earlier, you can bring your own phone or get a really cheap phone. Xfinity doesn't have a great selection, but you drastically cut what you're paying every month, and that's one of the best deals out there right now. Another option is Total Wireless. They also run on Verizon's network, and they've got some really great deals over there too, so you can check out their offerings at totalwireless.com. If you're a Verizon person and you don't want to let them go, that's the only way to save a bunch of money and stay on their network.
Yeah, Joel, and you mentioned, I mean, all these are companies, but I mean, we'll go ahead and say too that we would never recommend a company or a product that we wouldn't use ourselves. So
that's right.
We're currently with Sprint because they've got that sweet 10-person family plan, right? But these other plans that we're talking about, like Republic and Total Wireless, these are also great plans that we would absolutely recommend and use ourselves were we not with another carrier already.
Yeah, it just depends on your needs. And if you're a single individual and you have Comcast home internet, I think Xfinity Mobile is a great choice. If you're a single individual and you don't, I think Republic Wireless is probably the best choice. If you are a family and you're okay having Sprint service, I think Sprint is probably the best choice. Mm-hmm. And like we said, Verizon customers, like I think there's just, it's really down to the individual and what you need. But there are so many good options that save you money over a lot of the traditional carriers.
Yeah, I guess I wanted to mention that too, because I didn't want people to think that we're just pushing stuff that we wouldn't use ourselves or like we're getting paid for it or something like that.
Right.
We are not getting paid. We're just trying to get you guys thinking outside of the Verizon box, which tends to be, I feel like, the default for a lot of folks.
Yeah, no doubt. And the most expensive for a lot of folks. All right, so the next specific bill we need to talk about is...
Internet. Yeah.
So the first thing, skip the money-saving triple play packages. Don't bundle home calling, internet, and cable. By the way, who still has a home landline? So the internet thing is a harder one to shop. Like in the cell phone sphere that we were just talking about, there are dozens of players. In the internet sphere, you likely have two choices.
Yeah.
Really, the way to do this is to watch for offers and then try to get price matching. And if they won't price match, you kind of essentially ping pong back and forth every year to the alternate company that provides service where you live. And Matt, did you at one point try sharing internet service with a neighbor to save money?
Yeah, man. I figured this is something worth mentioning because it seemed like a great idea at the time, but it wasn't such a great idea. This was at our old house, but a neighbor get this, they weren't even our next door neighbors, but they lived two houses over. And so we were trying to figure out a way to sort of boost, kind of do an extender across our neighbor's backyard. And we're like, I think it'll work. Yeah, it did not really work out so well. Yeah, we tried it out for like a week, maybe for just like a 1 week trial run. And in that 1 week period, we found that it constantly went down and it wasn't really strong enough. And, you know, in the evenings when we were both watching streaming TV, we saw the speed drop significantly. So don't even try it, guys. Our heart was in the right place. We're like, we're going to stick it to the man. But in the end, it just did not work.
I love that you, I love that you tried, though. That's,
yeah, we had a try.
That's very poor, not poorish of you to at least give it the old college try. So I think the other thing, too, on saving money on your internet service is knowing about the customer retention department that we talked about earlier, and then also knowing about the customer service on Twitter being the best, especially for some of those bigger cable and telephone company operations. So use those things to your advantage when you're shopping your internet. Although it's kind of a difficult one because you've got fewer competitors in the arena.
Yeah, man. On that note, our internet service has definitely creeped up over the past few months.
That's because you're on autopay, fool.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm on autopay, but I still want to have internet. I just haven't gotten around to shopping it. I haven't seen what the other big internet provider is offering at the moment, and we're just busy right now. So, you know, like you said, yeah, that might be one downside to it because if I was forced to manually go in there and do it myself, I may have taken that time instead to go ahead and shop it. Instead, it's just getting paid every month. And I know that they're kind of sticking it to me because I got a great deal. The first 24 months, actually, I was able to get them to extend.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, the first 12 months expired and I called them up and did the whole tough guy, I'm going to walk approach. And I was going to. And they, you know, they extended it for another 12 months. But now they're kind of exacting their revenge on me. The past few months have been like sky high and I'm just too busy at the moment to take the time and shop it around, which I need to do.
All right, your homework for the next week, customer retention and Twitter, use them. All right, so the next major specific bill you need to tackle is your cable bill.
And by tackle, you mean just get rid of it completely, right?
Axe it.
Yeah.
Just obliterate it, please.
I think a lot of folks have cable still because let's go back to what you talked about before, like the triple play, the landline, the cell phone, and the internet service. I think a lot of people still have cable because it's just kind of bundled. And they feel like they're getting a good deal. And really, folks are getting roped into watching more TV because they have that bundle where cable's included. And in reality, man, you do not need cable. With the different sort of services that are out there, let's just cut cable.
Yeah, I mean, I think in 2018, having cable feels like having a typewriter. There are so many good services. If you want like 50 channels in your life, I personally think that you should really strive to cut down and have a streaming service like Netflix or Hulu or something like that alone, Amazon Prime, whatever it may be. But essentially, there are services like YouTube TV,
yeah,
like DirecTV Now, Hulu Live TV, and Sling. There are all these players now that offer you from anywhere from $20 to $40 a month, a lot of what cable offers you. So you can slash your bill from $125 to $35 just by switching to a different provider and getting your cable service over the internet as opposed to through a cable that runs into your house.
An argument I hear, man, is a lot of times folks are talking about a certain game or like certain sport that they're not able to get except through cable. And man, in those cases, I think what we would recommend too is to go over to a friend's house that has cable, which sounds kind of moochy, but like make it a thing, like show up with a six pack and you guys can hang out. You can actually make it a social experience instead of just sitting there on your couch watching a game or even like going to a bar. That's one of the things we love, you and I love about soccer, is that there's such a sort of social aspect around it. And the most fun you have is obviously going to an actual match, but man, going to a bar that's playing the game where there's a bunch of friends there who are also into it. How much more fun is that than watching a game on cable at home by yourself, maybe with one other person?
I completely agree.
That doesn't sound very fun to me.
Yeah, and I'd rather, you know, drop $15 on beers and hang out with some people and watch it with a crowd. And I don't think you have to be an extrovert to think this way. I think there's something really about the solitude of having cable and watching it alone on your couch that just seems a little depressing.
Yeah.
And if you are a diehard sports nut and you're like, no way, not cutting it out of my life, not going to happen. There are a few options, and Sling, like I mentioned, YouTube TV, DirecTV Now. Some of these guys offer different packages starting at the in the $20 a month range, and you get some of those sports included with that. So consider alternate ways of getting your sports in the home. And let's say you're paying $20 a month for one of those Sling packages so that you can watch college football on ESPN, whatever it is that you're into. You're getting that channel that you want, but you're paying a lot less for it. And then there's just fewer channels in general for you to peruse. And you're just probably going to watch a lot less TV.
Yeah, where you're just wasting your time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so now we got to talk about, Matt, the monthly streaming subscriptions, because let's be honest, at this point in 2018, it's kind of gotten to a point where people have four or five.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, right? Like
signups for monthly streaming, and it's just too many streaming options at that point too.
Yeah, originally just Netflix, then Hulu, and Amazon, and then you start throwing Sling, some sports packages in there, and
HBO Go. You got to cobble together this content because you want a little bit of everything.
Yeah, one of our listeners was talking about how she felt that by the end of it, she was just like, you know what, maybe it just makes sense just to go with the actual the bundle package, because like it seems like I might be paying more with for all these different packages altogether. And that might be true, because if you're paying for every single small a la carte option that's out there, well, yeah, that's a lot of money, a lot of subscriptions that you're signed up for.
Yeah, the tough thing is like each streaming service kind of has their signature shows at this point. And so you know, on Netflix, there's Stranger Things and House of Cards. Then on Hulu, you want to watch The Path or The Handmaid's Tale. So I think you can rationalize, you know, I got to keep this because I love that show. I got to keep this service because I love that show. And there's a couple ways you can tackle it. First off, you can share streaming service passwords with your friends.
What do you mean by that, Joel? There's like a moral issue there.
So, right? Yeah, I will say this. There's a article that the Washington Post wrote that we'll put in our show notes that was really helpful in thinking through this. The terms of service for most of these companies, they're totally cool with you sharing passwords. And they specifically set it up to where there are a maximum amount of devices allowed to stream.
Like at once.
At once.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you shared it with 52 friends, like they'd shut you down. But Matt, you and I, we share Netflix, we share Amazon Prime. And if you read the Washington Post article, look at the terms of service from Amazon and from Netflix, we're not breaking any rules. And it's actually perfectly okay, you know, underneath those terms. One easy way to save some money is to share it with a friend. Share your Netflix, you know, buy the middle tier Netflix package. Share that with a friend. Split the costs.
Yeah, man, that's a big reason why they started, I mean, the past couple of years, they started rolling out multiple profiles. And so I think Netflix may have been the first provider to do that. But then shortly after that, Hulu did the same thing, because essentially what they realized were that like, oh, okay, well, folks want kind of their own little profile to be able to watch the shows that they watch without kind of screwing up the recommended shows or whatever else that they kind of have going on or marking it as watched. But yeah, all that is going in the direction of the fact that they know that folks are sharing, whether it be within the family or close friends. And that's a huge way to save as well.
And one other way you can save is by, when your favorite show comes out, join the streaming service for a month. Binge your show and then ditch the streaming service. I think we just kind of start paying it every month. And then, you know, maybe we're sticking around Netflix or Hulu for one show that we love. And so, you know what? Sign up for a month and then ditch it and be done. And then next time, you know, your favorite show comes around, sign up for the streaming service again. There's like a lot of outside the box ways to tackle this streaming service issue. But there is a good chance that you have, at this point, accrued too many streaming services and you're overpaying and you're really not getting enough usage out of all of them. And so you really need to consider kicking a couple to the curb.
I feel like that the Astrim, like I haven't even used it yet, but I feel like this is where a site like that would come in handy, where it's just like reminding you that, like, you know, just kind of prodding you, saying, hey, are you sure you want to kind of keep this around? Because even just thinking about it right now, I'm thinking of like, is there something, like, have I watched shows on Hulu recently? Like, we pay for Hulu Plus. And I'm kind of like, man, we haven't even freaking cracked that app open in the past couple weeks.
Emily and I were just talking about that, because that's really one of the bills we share. And we were like, man, we never
use it. Yeah, maybe we should go ahead and cut that.
Yep.
But hopefully by the end of this episode too, that's what we're kind of wanting you guys to think. We want you to think through that, like, what are some things that we're just used to paying? We're not really taking advantage of it. It's maybe a bill that's kind of gone up in recent months, and maybe we're just too busy or too you know, I'll be honest, like I'll say that I've been too lazy to shop around, and that's just kind of where we are with it. And, you know, I'm paying an extra $20 because of that, because I just haven't really gotten around to it. And hopefully this will be a good kick in the pants for me as well to be able to pull some of my bills down, because I know I need to.
So when it comes to cable, cut the cord.
Yeah.
Move to streaming. When it comes to streaming, you know, cut a couple of those.
You just keep cutting.
You ultimately just need less television in your life in general, and consider sharing that streaming service with a friend. Because if you're having your costs, as well as cutting in half how many streaming services you subscribe to, you're going to drastically reduce your bills.
Cool, man. So you want to talk now about just like some of the household utilities, you know, like so power, water, and like gas?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
So, and we'll acknowledge right now that they're in, that these are, can be different in different parts of the country. For instance, where we live in Georgia, we have deregulated natural gas. And so we have providers that can market to us and provide different rates. And that's not the case in every state. So where we live, that's something that we shop. Electricity is something that we can't shop, that we essentially just have a flat rate that we pay per kilowatt hour used. And so the only thing we can do is drop our usage, and the same with water.
Yeah, same thing with water. We don't really have, we can't like shop our water with the next water provider, because guess what? There's only one City of Atlanta Water.
Right. So most of these things in most states, that's typically your option.
Yeah, that's the case.
It's literally just talking about usage and how much water, how much gas, how much electricity you are actually using.
Yeah, so specifically with water, I know, Joel, you like to, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Oh, dude, heck yeah. I'm all about the yellow let it mellow rule, and I think it's underutilized. I think the hardest part about the yellow let it mellow is training my kids to do it.
That's gross.
I feel bad, because like when they go to the school, they're probably not flushing the toilet after they use it.
Their teachers are like, what are these gross kids learning at home, man? They're just like leaving everything everywhere.
But I think it's becoming a little more societally acceptable.
We're not cheap. We're just hippies.
I think considering that rule, considering not flushing after you pee, is worthwhile. Also consider, you know, there's water saving like shower heads that you can use. There's this really cool one that we'll link to that you can buy on Amazon. It's like $21, and you can click a button that pauses the flow of water. Like let's say while you're lathering up, you know what? Be cold for a minute while you're lathering up, and then click it back on. And you're just kind of saving a little bit of water, a little bit of money here and there when you do that. So there's a lot of options for saving money when it comes to water, low flow toilets.
Consider like maybe not watering your lawn, because it costs a lot of money to keep your grass green. Maybe consider some alternate landscaping options. These are more sort of behavioral things. Like there's not like techniques necessarily that where you can talk to a customer retention department and get them to, you know, lower your costs. This is going to come down more to you, and maybe just challenge yourself to try some things that you're not used to doing. Maybe like skipping a shower, you know, every other day in the winter, you know, when you're not getting hot and sweaty. Your skin's already dry anyway. Like that's one of my big pet peeves, man. People shower like every day and they like use other soaps and they dry out their skin. And they're like, oh, my skin's so dry. And then they get lotion, which they pay for. And then they just pump all this lotion on their skin. If you just showered less, then you wouldn't need the lotion.
Mm.
You know? Think about it.
Food for thought.
Dude, it's totally food for thought. Like, that's what you're washing off. Like, when you get in the shower, you're washing off, like, the natural oils on your skin.
That's true. No, that's totally true.
All my college friends are going to be like, yeah, dude, I remember when you didn't wash your hair for, like, a month in college. And to that, I'll say, yeah, that probably wasn't right. I shouldn't have done that.
Sorry about that, friends.
But literally, I mean, I think people do. We live in such a sort of sterile, like hand sanitizer world where everything has to be perfectly clean. I'm not a hippie, but you know what? Like literally in the winter, I'll skip a shower every couple of days or so. And in the end, that, you know, that affects our water bill some.
Yeah. And quickly, I want to mention a couple of other monthly bills, and I'm not going to go into the specifics on them, but just that you should be aware of. And one of them is your home alarm. If you have home alarm monitoring, try a service like SimpliSafe, or do what we do. We bought something on Amazon that's essentially just a noisemaker that we turn on at night before we go to bed. And if someone were to mess with the door, the alarm would go off, and it was like $15, $12, something like that. No monthly service
cost. Zero monitoring cost.
Yeah, zero monitoring cost. Don't get me started on why monthly home alarm monitoring is, it's like diamonds being sold to you, essentially. Keep your family safe. Hey, don't get me started on that. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
So another thing is your quarterly pest control treatments. And those are incredibly expensive, and it mostly is due to the labor of someone coming out to spray your home for pests. And so we have an article on our website, poor.com. You can check it out, and I walk you through kind of how to treat your home on your own quarterly basis and save hundreds of dollars a year.
Yeah, Joel, and I'll say that that same chemical, I mean, you can use that for like ant control, cockroaches, but that's the same stuff that some of the local guys in our neighborhood use to spray for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
We had a listener that mentioned in the Facebook group too, talking about how they hated spraying for mosquitoes because we have mosquitoes really pretty badly down here in the South.
You have to pay a huge fee on a monthly basis in the summer here for that.
But that it's the same stuff. Exactly. I literally asked him. I was just like, hey, what, you know, like, what do you use? And he was totally friendly and was just, yeah, we just like use this stuff. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I've got that same bottle in my basement that I use to spray around my house.
Biphenethrin.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
They have the equipment to be able to kind of mist it. You know, they have it hooked up to their blower or whatever. But you start looking around and kind of asking around and doing a little bit of research, and you'd be surprised at how much of the stuff that you can do yourself for much, much cheaper.
Yeah. So we're literally using the chemical that the pros use when they come to your house to spray, and they're charging you $400 a year, and you cut out that person and you buy the product yourself, and you're saving, I think, you know, we boiled it down in the post, but
what was the math? It
you're comes saving out to like $390 a year.
Yeah. Like literally you're spending, I think, under 10 bucks a year.
Times by 173. How much are you saving over 10 years? It's incredible. It really is. And so a couple other things I just have to mention really quickly. If you're paying a fee for having a banking account, you really need to change banks because you should be having a free checking and savings account. Your insurance. We have a post on Poor Not Poor about that. Gym memberships, audio memberships, Dollar Shave Club, newspapers. There's all these memberships that you might be paying for, and a service like AskTrim.com can help you out. Or you, looking at your own credit card bill by yourself, can easily do these things as well. Make sure that you are not paying too much on a monthly basis or subscribing to something that you really don't use or really don't need.
Yes, Joel, man. So I feel like that's like our final sort of strategy approach, which is like, consider whether or not this is something you even need in your life at all. We live in a world where there's so many options that are presented to us, and like we want to be able to have access to everything all the time. In reality, is it really necessary? Are you actually going to do those things? Are you actually going to go to the gym instead? Maybe you should just go for a walk or go for a run, or there's just different things that we think we need and we might do them for a little bit. We get used to paying the bill, and then we don't continue to do whatever it is that they're offering. And those are the things that we want to cut. If there's something that you do that you love doing every month, man, keep it up. Like there's certain things that we pay for every month that's worth every single penny, and we would never cut those things.
Yeah, my $11 Netflix bill that we split is completely worth it. Yeah,
they're worth it.
There are so many good shows on there that from time to time I get around to watching. And my water bill is completely worth it. I'm not going to cut that.
Yeah, there's certain things that we don't have control over whether or not we have, but we do have control over how we use those utilities. So we just want you guys to consider some of these things, and hopefully you'll be able to sort of reduce your monthly bills.
All right, Matt, so back to the beer. What's your take on Boulevard Brewing Company Grand Cru Barrel Aged Ale?
Dude, this is a solid beer. I feel like it's got like a nice sort of chewy flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? It's got like that sort of brown chewy,
yeah,
you know, brown chewies. Tastes like brown chewies. With this being a bigger beer, I can feel it a little bit.
And again, if you want to hear what we sound like drunk, listen to us in half speed.
Yeah, grab your phone right now, switch it from times one to half speed, and it'll sound awesome. No, man, I think this is a really fantastic beer. I don't drink a lot of quads anymore. I feel like it's been, I mean, literally, it's probably been close to a year at least since I've had a quad. And it's just a fantastic style. I need more quads in my life.
Yeah, and I think a quad is like a perfect winter beer. A quad, by the way, traditionally, you know, a Belgian beer. And it's usually higher ABV, a thicker, darker beer. And it usually has like kind of raisin, fig, fruit notes in it at the same time. And this is a blend of quad and whiskey barrel aged imperial stout. It's truly delicious. Thanks to Boulevard again for sending this over. We really dig it.
All right, Joe, let's do a quick recap. Let's talk about some of the, ways to cut your monthly bills.
So first, you need to remember that your monthly bills add up. And if you're not thinking about the rule of 173 that Matt mentioned, you're not thinking about how these bills actually over time decrease your net worth and you're wasting money every month, then that's really the impetus behind cutting your monthly bills. You might think they're small bills, but over time, they're meaningful to your bottom line.
So first, let's talk about some of the general strategies, and this should apply to most all bills that are out there. So the first thing, shop it. You don't want to be a loyal customer to like your insurance company or to a utility. You might want to be a loyal customer to like a local store or like restaurant that you visit, but loyalty does not pay off when it comes to utilities. You'll see your rates continue to climb.
And actually read your credit card statements. Most people, they get the email or they get it in the mail and they don't open it. Read your credit card statements. Go through it line by line. You'll know where your money is going every month and whether you're spending too much on a service that you don't value or money on a service that you don't care for at all. And on that note, use a service like asktrim.com. It's really cool and it's free and can just kind of notify you of some things that you need to cancel. And you know what? They'll actually help you cancel it so that you don't have to do that hard work yourself.
And also another strategy is to get to know the customer retention department. Ultimately, you need to be willing to walk out the door, know what the competitors are offering and get them to price match. And if they're not willing to meet you there and match that, you need to be willing to hop over to the other provider.
And the final thing, consider just getting rid of it. Drop that bill, whether it's cable or some of your monthly streaming services, you've got too many. You kind of gotten into that trend where you've got 5-6 monthly streaming services that you're paying for. Consider cutting it out altogether, or at minimum, splitting it with a friend. Because really, going back to the beginning of the show, we want you and we want ourselves to watch less TV in general. It's just a waste of your time.
Yeah, man. And also, there's not just an easy sort of answer. Like a lot of these things, you can make a phone call, you can kind of ask around, shop around. But ultimately, if you're looking to reduce your monthly bills, a lot of it is based on your behavior and sort of having the discipline to say no to certain things and to cut certain things out of your life. And ultimately, you're going to see the most difference in making those kind of changes in your life.
So thanks for listening. If you like this show, please review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It really means a lot. Thank you for subscribing and listening and being a part of this awesome community. We're having a lot of fun.
Until next time.
Best friends out.
Best friends out.